You've got a report that's going to be coming out today. Tell us a little bit about it. It has something to do with wind power.
Sure. Yeah, we commissioned a poll of the state, actually, to find out what folks' feelings on wind power was. And actually, I was surprised myself to learn. I know wind is quite popular in the state. But we found that 76% of folks in Oklahoma, of voters, want to keep investments in wind power. And actually, only 16% of folks want those investments to be phased out. So that's a more than a 4-to-1 margin, actually, which surprised me.
Tell us why that you're. Tell us a little about your organization and why you're interested in a topic like
sure.
this. Because we're at a pitched battle. Mr. Hamm and Mr. Clark have been going at it over wind tax credits. The industry
Absolutely.
Gets some of theirs. So, first, the Family Business Coalition.
Sure, we represent family businesses and farms and ranches in all 50 states. We monitor and track legislation in all 50 states. And so, reading about Oklahoma and the budget deficit that you have, and some of the challenges that you're having balancing the budget, we had members contact us. Actually, folks who have turbines on their property that is leased from the wind company, and that's sometimes for those family businesses, it's the only predictable payment that they have. Times are tough right now. Actually, just yesterday we were at a family farm outside of Piedmont, and the farmer said to me, "Look, I bought cattle for $1,300 a head, and I sold it for the same price this year. And my wheat hasn't been making me any money either. And this is part of my business now that I have these turbines on my property. So we want to make sure that the rug isn't pulled out from these family businesses that are depending on these direct payments."
So you're going to the legislature today, and on behalf of your members, what's the message for folks like Senator Griffin?
Well, we aren't arguing that the industry can't stand on its own two legs. In fact, the tax credit is scheduled to be phased out by 2020. And we're not coming to town asking for a permanent extension of that. We're quite all right with that phasing out. What we don't want is the unpredictability that would come if, like I said, the rug is just pulled out from the legs of family businesses.
Palmer Schoening is with the Family Business Coalition, and you're based in D.C.
Don't hold that against
us. Oh, that's okay. You got five guys, we got five guys. What are other issues, guys, you folks are involved in?
Actually, our largest issue is the federal estate tax, or death tax, they call it. So family businesses and ranches oftentimes tend to be inventory heavy but cash poor, meaning when the federal government comes in at the end of your life, at the death of a business owner, you can look like you're worth a whole lot on paper, but you don't have the cash on hand to pay an estate tax. So our organization was started to prevent a 55% estate tax on the federal level, and we started branching out and getting into a whole host of tax issues. Family businesses come in all shapes and sizes, so we work in all 50 states and make sure that issues large and small are spoken for.
How did you come to be at Family Business Group?
Well, I worked in a family business. I'm from Michigan originally, and my father had a laundromat and dry cleaner, so I still remember helping him.
Holy Moses, we've been talking about Michigan guys all morning long. Man, Bushy just
all
left
right.
here.
Yeah. You should have had me in here earlier.
Yeah.
Just don't talk about Lions football.
He's a Bushy's a green school, not the maize and blue.
Okay.
But so Michigan
I won't get into
was
that.
The whole thing for you. Huh?
Right. Well, I'm from Michigan. Moved right out to D.C., and I wanted to advocate for family businesses. About 4 years, 4 years ago, I started my own company. We have members in all 50 states, like I said, and now we handle almost any tax issue that you can think of. So we don't let anything slip through the cracks, and that's why we're here.
Have you got other states where the wind issue has been controversial?
Well, there are quite a number of states where wind is a huge industry. Oklahoma, I think, is the number 4 state for wind. But we haven't worked specifically in Texas, for example, which is, I think is the number 1 wind state. And we haven't been engaged in any of those fights. This is really a unique situation, I think, with the budget being what it is and some folks threatening to pull the rug out from family businesses who are depending on these payments.
Now, you're going to make your polling available today for general public?
It's public right now, yes.